Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone lines and talk with Heather Nabosny, who is the head groundskeeper for the Detroit Tigers. She's responsible for ensuring that the playing field at Comerica Park is in prime shape, not only for ball games, but for all events held there. Heather, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tony. Yourself?
It's nice to talk to MSU grad. When's the last time you were up at State?
Oh, it's probably been last summer.
Yeah, did you get
or last fall? Yeah,
did you get a chance to check out not only the new baseball field, McLean Stadium, but also the ballpark for the Lugnuts?
I haven't been to the Lugnuts in quite a while. I drove past the field. I did see it on the Big Ten Network and looked fabulous. But I did go out to see Amy Foudy over there at the stadium.
All right. How's the feel at Tiger Stadium this season? Good, bad? We're going to be heading down there soon.
Yeah. It's good, yeah. I mean, we had a nice warm spring. Kind of got colder again in April. March was actually nice and warm, helped get things going. And kind of slowed down a little bit during the month of April because we had such cold nights and cool days. But things are starting to bounce back as far as temperatures, and we're doing well.
Heather,
terrifying today.
Have we got past the point where we say Heather Nabosny, first female head groundskeeper?
Some people still say it. I was the first. I'm certainly not the only anymore. There's a gal down in Baltimore, Nicole. She's been there for probably 6 years or so.
How much of the training that you got at MSU has come into play where you are now as opposed to what you learn actually working in the field?
Well, MSU gave me the basis, the fundamentals, the building blocks, if you will, to build upon, to kind of hone my skills. And without that education, I would have been flailing.
What's a typical day like for you when you're working?
For instance, today, actually this whole week, the team's been out of town. We've been aerifying the field, sand top dressing it. We're going to be doing some fertilization today. We're also working on the infield area, leveling first base out. And then we also had some outside events. Monday and Tuesday, we've got another corporate batting practice or fantasy batting practice Friday night. And then Saturday, we've got games from 9 to noon, fantasy camp games.
When they have the big concerts there, Eminem, Kid Rock, so on and so forth, what kind of preparation do you have to do for the field, and does that do a lot of damage?
It can, yes, and it usually does. I mean, there's 7 or 8,000 people on the field, even though they are on flooring. It does take a hit. Generally, where the floor area is, where the guests are, it will bounce back. We have to fertilize, aerify, do whatever we can to get things back in order. Where the stage sits, generally, we have to replace that sod because due to the weight, and there's cranes that go out there and stuff, and just got to do what we have to do.
How long does it take you to when you replace the sod? How long does it take for the grass to take, if you will, and to look like it's been there forever?
Well, when we lay sod, we use large rolls. So they're like 48 inches wide by about 40 foot in length. So when we lock those in, they're about 1,500 pounds a piece. And with baseball, it's not like football where you're pushing up against other players and, the players aren't as big. It's a different action. And the sod, it stays put.
Heather, what don't people know about your job?
Probably how many maybe hours that we put in, all the outside events that we have here, and maybe how much time we spend on the actual dirt. We don't spend as much time on the grass as we do the dirt areas. That's where most of the game is played, and that's where we spend a good part of our time.
During the season, how many hours a week do you put in?
About 70. Sometimes 80. We have concerts and stuff. We've got to do a quick turnaround. Could be up to 80. But I'd say 65 to 70 is about average.
And so when snow's on the ground, what do?
Work on, just winter stuff, equipment. You mean during the off season?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much that. I also have been part of the Super Bowl ground crew, so I've headed down to wherever the Super Bowl is for 2 to 3 weeks to help install that field. also, you know, rehiring. I've got a pool of about 50 people on my part-time staff, and, you know, there's some turnover there, and then hiring interns and stuff like that.
Is it a challenge to find people to hire and for interns, or is the pool for that pretty good for you?
It's been good. I only usually get, I hire two interns. Part-time help is probably a little bit harder to find. I've actually had real good luck with interns, real good ones from MSU, too.
And a final question for you, just outside opinion, what do you think about Tiger Stadium and the state it's in as we speak?
As far as playing surface?
Yeah, well, as far as the old building.
Old building, okay. Yeah. It's not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's leveled.
Yeah, but you know, it's gone. It was such a state-of-the-art type of place. Just any thoughts on that?
No, it was kind of a landmark, and actually driving around down there, you kind of like, where am I? Because, you know, I had been there for so many years, and actually people do go out there and play on it. They've got the mound and played in, and a couple benches on either side. It's quite amazing to see. That structure was so big, but you look at that piece of land and go, wow, you know, it's really strange.
All right, Heather, we appreciate your time so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.